Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, your internet escape from the craziness in the world. I'm Alyssa, your resident head addict, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host to the north, and I know that for a fact this time, Super Sappy.
Hello, hello. Yeah, this is one of those rare addicts where I'm at home. I can't remember the last time we shot one of these with me at home.
maybe January, February.
Yeah, actually, that sounds about it, right?
Quite a while ago.
Yep.
So yes, the Addicts crew is back once again to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles. Yes, after a few weeks off, we are back, ready to go. It is now December, so we're geared up, ready to go into the Christmas season of TSTO. Bring on the snow, right, Saf?
Mm-hmm.
So as always, before we get into this week's show, it is time for your regular reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So if you hit that red button, so you don't miss any of the addicts. And as always, for those not watching this directly on YouTube, I will put a link to the subscribe button in the show notes below us here. So let's get on with the show. Saf, anything new with you?
Nothing much. No, it's been pretty slow. How about you? Anything new with
Yeah, so let's not bury the lead. As I'm sure you guys saw by the title of this episode, I am fully vaccinated for COVID-19 and have been since March, and I somehow managed to get COVID. So let me preface this by saying I am now COVID-free, so there's no risk of spreading or anything else. I am COVID-free. I've tested negative. I've made it through the period of time in which they require you to isolate and do everything else. Safi's protecting himself from a computer virus.
Oh, my. ZJ's mask on.
But, yeah, so I somehow managed to get COVID. I have traveled a lot over the last 2 years. I've done a lot of things. I've been a lot of places. Never got COVID. Never had any issues. Didn't have any inklings. I have a baby, which for those who missed it, I announced that earlier this week, back on Tuesday, rather. So I had a baby. He is now almost 3 weeks old, and somehow I managed to get COVID in that process. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything. But here we are. So go figure. Fortunately,
how are you feeling and how is the family feeling?
So I feel good. Fortunately, the baby did not get COVID, thankfully, which is kind of surprising because I was the closest to him. Everyone's been tested. Everyone's been tested more times than any human being I feel like should be tested. So my husband and Riley, my daughter, who is 6, both tested negative and remain negative throughout everything, have never tested positive. However, Sam, my 3-year-old son, for those who don't know, tested positive as well. So he and I isolated away from the rest of the family, which was not the most enjoyable experience, I will say. But we fared. We did okay. As far as symptoms were, neither one of us really had any. We weren't really very sick. I had what felt like sinusitis, what felt like a, you know, normal sinus infection, sinus cold, which actually went through my house about a month ago. And I just figured, oh, well, I missed it when I was pregnant, so now I've got it now. So I had some nasal congestion and things like that. Nothing real crazy, no fever, no nothing. Aside from that, I lost my taste and smell, and that was what prompted me to test myself, because when you lose your taste and smell, something's not right. So, which I will say, I'll come back to this in a minute, but it is a very strange experience, losing your taste and your smell. Sam, on the other hand, really had no symptoms. I never would have tested him if I wasn't positive. So he, you know, was fine. He never had a fever. He had the same sinus thing, but he had it like a month ago. He didn't have any other symptoms, no fever, no chills. He's 3, so he couldn't tell me if he lost his taste and smell. I would have no way of knowing because he's 3 and everything to him is yucky. I could give him the wrong color bowl and he would tell me that he won't eat the food because the food is yucky. That's in the wrong color bowl. So that's life with a 3-year-old. So symptoms wise, we really didn't have any. We felt fine. Aside from a runny nose, everything else was fine. So yeah, the taste and smell, though, I will say, I noticed we were doing something, and there's a scent that we have in our house that's a very strong, like, Christmas tree scent, in case you didn't notice the Christmas tree behind me. And I couldn't smell it, and I was like, this is odd. I was like, I can always smell this. This is super strong. It's weird that I can't smell this. So I was like, oh, that's odd. So then I went around the house smelling things. Some things I could smell, some things I couldn't. I stuck my nose in like vinegar and all kinds of things, and some things I could barely smell, some things I couldn't smell at all. And then later on that day, I was just thinking, oh, my nose is just stuffy, that's why. Later on that day, I was eating mint chocolate chip ice cream, and it had absolutely no flavor to it whatsoever. I was like, this is weird. This isn't good. I can't taste anything. So then I actually went, like, the same vinegar that I smelled, I put some in a dish, and I put it on my tongue, and I was like, I can't taste this. This is not normal. So, fortunately we had some of the home tests, for COVID. So I took one of those, and that's where I got the immediate positive on that. And I said, this isn't good. So then we tested everyone, and then we went to the doctors, the kids' pediatrician, and got everybody tested again just to be safe. And then we went from there. So I also want to say, yeah, I am fully vaccinated. Like I said at the top, I've been fully vaccinated since March. I 100% believe in all vaccines. My kids are vaccinated for everything under the sun. I'm vaccinated for everything. I've had more vaccinations. I've had more Tdap shots than any person should, I feel like. So I wholeheartedly believe in the vaccines. I get a flu shot every year. I don't like being sick. When I get sick, I generally get really sick. So, but that's me. I don't, what works for me may not work for you. I still got it. I still kind of knew I was going to get it eventually. Some of these vaccines feel like they're more like a flu shot, where you could still potentially get it, but you get it, it's just mitigated. And that's possibly what happened. I don't know if my symptoms were lessened because I'm vaccinated or lessened because I'm in my 30s and in fairly decent health. I don't know. I can't say for sure, but it was a breeze to get through. The worst part was just the inconvenience of having to isolate from everyone, especially a newborn. That was no fun. But yeah, so that's where we are. And we, you know, if you have any symptoms, I encourage you to go get tested. Check it out, because you don't want to unknowingly spread it to someone else who may not fare as well as you will. We followed our own personal doctor's advice on this. We went to went to the kids' pediatrician. We did everything that they told us to do. We did everything my doctor told me to do, because I trust my doctors. I don't, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach for everyone. So our own personal doctors know us the best, and that's who we went to, and we trust them, and that's where we were. So yeah, it's been fun.
Well, I feel like my week was really uneventful, but the kids didn't shoot a bottle rocket up your nose for sure. I'm reminded of Selma Bouvier in the episode Black Widower, when she's getting married to Sideshow Bob, and they're discussing what hors d'oeuvres to get, and she's like, "Get whatever you want. It all tastes like styrofoam to me." Well, when I was a kid, we were playing with bottle rockets, and one shot straight up my nose. I permanently lost my sense of taste and smell.
Oh yeah, well, I didn't do that. It's very interesting. And I don't know if this is because I'm vaccinated. I don't know if this is what I've heard from other people who had COVID much earlier, or the particular variant that I got. I'm not sure what I had. There's no, you know, they didn't test me for a specific variant of it. But one of my friends had COVID early on and lost taste and smell. And when it came back, things tasted different. Like, she was telling me, like, garlic tasted funny to her. Like, it never tasted the same again. So I was like, oh, that's not going to be fun. But for me, like I said, I don't know if this is because I'm vaccinated or just the particular variant that I had, but I lost taste and smell for probably about 2 days solid, and then it started to come back, my taste first, and it wasn't like everything, I could immediately taste things again. Everything was like muted, like every taste was like, I could taste it a little bit, but I couldn't taste what it really should taste like. Or like my coffee, instead of my coffee tasting sweet, no matter how much creamer I put in it, it just tasted bitter. So it had a taste, but it wasn't what it should have tasted like. So it was like a different kind of taste. But once my smell started to come back, and again, that was a gradual thing. Like I could smell some things, couldn't smell everything. And then it started to come back and now it's fully back. Then my taste stopped being muted. So I don't know if it's like the two, because you taste and smell generally go hand in hand. So I don't know if it's because the two of them together, like I couldn't smell it. So maybe I couldn't fully taste it at the same time. I don't know, but it was a very weird experience. Yeah. I will say that.
Well, I feel your pain on the PCR test as a essential cross-border traveler. Going pretty much almost every week since last August. I've had 48 COVID tests myself, all negative. But yeah, it's I feel your pleasure/pain.
They have gotten better, I will say, although the pediatrician's office, because they did mine, just so we didn't have to go to multiple places, the one doctor there still feels the need to go up into your brain when he does the test. Most of the PCRs now are right in the front of the nose and they're not bad. But for some reason, he still feels the need to, like, tickle your brain. So that wasn't pleasant. And I remember, so I had gone this whole time since COVID started without having to have a COVID test. I never had to take one. I never had a reason to take one. Then I had Teddy. And when I was admitted to the hospital, they give you a COVID test before they admit you. They want to make sure you're COVID-free. So they gave me the test. And I remember joking with the nurse, telling her, you know, I haven't had a COVID test this whole time. This is my first one. Hopefully this doesn't start a downward spiral. I probably shouldn't have made that joke because since then I think I've had like 15. So it's been a lot. It's been a lot. I'm done with COVID tests for a while. Thankful for some extra immunity to help boost whatever vaccinated immunity I have. And grateful I won't have to take a COVID test for at least 90 days, if not longer, thankfully. But yeah, it was a very interesting experience.
Second of your list of interesting experiences. I mean, Teddy, congratulations on Teddy as well.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a surprise for everyone. Surprise! There's another baby addict. So yeah, it was. It's been an interesting almost 3 weeks since he's been born. And yeah, it's, I will say, I encourage everyone, if you can get some of the home COVID tests, the Binex Now, I think is what it is. And they're like $14 on Amazon for two tests. And if you feel like you're losing your taste and smell, just test yourself, just do it at home. That way you know, and it's a peace of mind. 'Cause those were a lifesaver for us. So it's a good, if you have them, if they're available in your country. I know in the U.S. they are available. You can get them at Walgreens or CVS. Like I said, Amazon's the cheapest. Just keep them in your house and just have a peace of mind if you need to, you know, take a quick test. Whether you're vaccinated or not, it's just good to know so you don't unknowingly spread it anywhere. In my case, so I didn't unknowingly spread it to my newborn. So, but yeah, so it's been... it's been a fun couple of weeks since we last chatted, Zach. So I think our last episode was the 12th. So November 12th. So now it's today will be December 4th. So it's been a few weeks. It's been 3 weeks of interesting. We had a baby, I had COVID, and we had an update with more land that everybody's been requesting.
Yeah, definitely. That was some update for sure. I mean, all three things. We definitely missed you around the site. I tried my best to provide as much information as possible, but I mean, we have such a great community. They were chiming in and helping out each other out as well, so that was just wonderful. It didn't help that the first week I left my laptop in Canada, so I was doing all the posts on my cell phone, which is not easy by any means, including pictures and doing quizzes. I had some floor quizzes, which were ironic because while you were away, before you had Teddy, I had a quiz on babies. And then the next day after Teddy was born, there was a quiz on Teddy's, and then a quiz on third siblings, and a quiz on deliveries. I had posts about the births of Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, some of the best parenting quotes. I mean, like, talk about sheer coincidence. It was, yeah.
So, yeah, Safi had some fun quizzes up for everyone to do while I was away, which was pure coincidence, we swear.
But, yeah, no, I, you know what? I was really wondering if, like, someone would pick up on all the baby theme. And, like, I was wondering, like, are they going to just think that I'm, like, making an announcement that we're or something like that? But I think the one that threw it off was Teddy. I don't think anyone, like, really put it together because Teddy was kind of in the middle. But, yeah, it was a fun doing those posts. So I hope you got a chance to go back and try them out, too.
I have not yet, but I will for sure. And, yeah, I want to say, Saf, you did a great job handling the site while I was gone. I know it's not the first time I've been away, but generally when I'm away, there's posts. It's kind of, we call it autopilot. We just, because it's usually in the middle of an event, not before an event starts. And I'm able to get a bunch of stuff written. So we just kind of let the post go up, and then, you know, you'll moderate the comments, or if there's something that changes, you'll take care of it. But you really did a good job with no information. I left you with nothing. So... which is rare, but I had no choice. The event hit, the files hit, I was literally in the hospital, so there was nothing I could do.
No worries, it was all good. Fortunately, I love playing the game, so it was putting the post while I was playing, so it worked out well in that way. The event overall, did you get a chance to play it while you were in the hospital and back home?
I did. So I played it. I was able to unlock everything. I also purchased the Black Friday items, the prize track I usually do every year. So I was able to do that. I unlocked all the prize track for the Northward Bound, and then I was able to trigger the land. So I started working on that. I have no need for the land. I know I say this all the time and everybody gets mad at me, but I legitimately have no need for all that land. But, you know, it's something to do, something to grind away at. So, you know, I'm working on that. But so I was able to play, and I was able to, you know, kind of see a little bit on the site of what was happening, but not too much. You know, overall, I think the event, aside from the land aspect, which I really like this way of unlocking the land. It's kind of, you're not just rushing everything to rush it, to finish it, to get it done, and that's it and move on. You're really, you have to do a little bit of quote-unquote grinding, and I like that. I don't like it just being handed to you on a silver platter. But the event itself, the prize track itself, left something to be desired. You know, some of the prizes were kind of, I mean, Connie Appleseed was fun. Yeah. I like that it's a full character, not a costume for Lisa. I also like that they poked fun of that in the dialogue.
It was so good. I loved the dialogue, the Connie Appleseed dialogue. Just all the fun that they had with, like, the game and all the complaints that users have had over the time. Like, I feel like this was the peak of dialogue. Like, it's just been getting better and better. We've been saying for the past 3 years that the dialogue is strong, but this was just some of the best. I mean, I loved it.
Yeah, so the dialogue was great. I mean, I really liked it. It was like, don't you read the forums? And they're like, no, never. So it was a lot of fun. I really like when they do that. They kind of break down that fourth wall and poke fun at the game, at themselves, at the users. That's my favorite kind of dialogue, and it's been a little while since we've seen some of that. So that was fun, but, like, overall, I think the prize track left something to be desired. But like I said, the land was a nice added feature to it. Mm-hmm. And then what were your thoughts on the Black Friday prize track? It's like the third, I think it's the third or fourth year we've done that.
Yeah, no. So my wife is new to the game. This is her first Black Friday. So she got the full package with all 900 donuts and got all the four buildings, as well as was able to get 63 mystery tokens and get 63 new characters, basically. I mean, there was a couple of buildings without characters, but for the most part, her gold mystery box was full of characters. So she went up from, like, having 30 characters to having like 90 characters. So this was wonderful for her. And then for myself, my plan was to buy up to Ian. My plan was to purchase all prizes up until Ian, which was for 300 donuts. But I was going to wait until November 30th's payday to make the transaction. And on November 30th, I was flying back from Vancouver on the red eye into December 1st. And I spent almost like 18 hours at the airport, took the red eye, and then got to back to Ottawa and was sleeping pretty much the whole day. And I missed it. So since December 1st, after the event ended, and when I checked in, the Black Friday deal was gone. And it was just really disappointing that I missed out on Ian. I was really hoping to spend the $50, but at least I still get to kind of enjoy him when watching my wife's game. So I thought it was a really good chance for new players to get a lot of characters. I mean, my wife loved the whole prize track, the opportunity to get so many great premium characters that didn't get an opportunity having not played the previous 8 years. But for myself, too, I mean, it would have been great to get Ian. I was really hoping to. I'm just kind of mad at myself that I slept through the last few hours, missed the opportunity to get Ian.
He'll come back in a mystery box one day, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's what always happens. But yeah, the Black Friday thing is really great for newer players who missed out on a lot of stuff. It's a great way to get a lot of items you missed, like your wife. For older players, it's for me. I'm at the point where if there's stuff in my gold mystery box, it's because I didn't want it in the first place. So, like, I was looking through it, and I was like, I don't want any of this stuff. So I just waited till the event ended and then cashed all my tokens into donuts so they get that little added bonus of donuts. But like I said earlier, I did not miss my ability to buy it. I was fortunately able to buy all the characters before. Sorry, I apologize for the chewing noise. I have Sam standing next to me eating Oreos. So if you hear chewing, it's Sam eating an Oreo.
Yeah, for myself, likewise, like the first 3 years, like if you could look back at the comments before I became an addict, like I used to always comment about how I was freemium. And at the time, I wasn't obviously working or anything. So that first year like that I had my job, I got the Black Friday deal, the yard sale, and was able to like log in every 12 hours. You remember they used to like introduce like the characters in like 12-hour intervals? So I was logging in every 12 hours to buy a character. So yeah, I got the donut bundle there. And yeah, like the Black Friday event was just a wonderful opportunity for myself to like catch up. And that's what it is. Like, I mean, the game is constantly drawing new players. I mean, it's not the number one game in the App Store like it used to be back in 2012-13, but it's still a very popular game. The show's still quite popular, and the latest episodes, that they've been drawing a lot of new fans back into it and bringing fans into the game. So it's a great opportunity for them to get characters that they've missed out on.
Yeah, I was. It's not just new players that it's drawing. It's players that played maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and are coming back, and they're saying, oh, I missed all this time, I missed all these things, and that this is a good opportunity for them to catch up on stuff that they may have missed as well. Overall, I think it was a good event. I wouldn't say, if you take out the land aspect, and you just focus on the mini event itself, the prize track, that end of things, it wasn't the best mini event of the year by far. It was okay, but when you add the land aspect into it, I think it really bumped it up to another level, in my opinion.
It's very hard for me to distinguish the two. I mean, just with the way that how the mini event leads into the new land anyways. So, I mean, putting them all together, for me, this was like the best mini event ever. So, yeah, but it's really hard for me to isolate just the prize track. Apart from the mini event. For myself, all the mystery boxes were empty. I didn't have any mystery boxes. So, yeah, had I purchased, been able to grab Ian, I would have just converted the mystery tokens into donuts. But yeah, I'm really bummed with the stupid red eye. I missed my last chance to grab it. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when you put it all together, it was a really good mini event. Putting everything together, it was, it probably was the best one of the year. But like I said, if you would just isolate out that prize track, just looking at the prizes themselves, and we'll cover it when we do the year in review. We'll break it down, as we always do, and we'll kind of weigh it against everything else, and see where it falls. See what the readers think too. We'll put it up there for you guys to vote on, as we get closer to the end of the year, which isn't that far away. So the next event should be Christmas, as it is every year. Although last month, now it's December, so really October, we should have had Halloween, which I don't think anyone feels like we had a Halloween event. So hopefully we get Christmas. I know for sure we'll get snow because we always get snow. So if nothing else, Springfield will be covered in the fluffy white stuff. I also have Sam next to me drinking water like a pro. So that should be the next event. Hopefully we'll see some fun. Hopefully we'll see Santa. Hopefully we'll see some fun prizes, but we'll see. It's hard to say. also Sam. So
wow, you're a really good ventriloquist. How'd you make that sound? Without moving our lips.
Open. Say hi. No, now you're not going to say hi? That way you believe me. It really was Sam. It's not just... Say hi. He's got Oreos on his face. So yeah, Christmas should be our next event, and that'll be the next episode we talk about, hopefully.
Lay down, Mommy.
Okay. Hopefully that'll be the next event that we talk about. On EdX Live. And with that, Saf, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just want to say congratulations on Teddy, and I'm glad everyone in the family is feeling better. And just want to say welcome back, and we're so glad to have you back.
Thank you. It is good to be back. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be a family of five now. I'm happy to have COVID in my rearview mirror and be done with it for now. And yeah, so... What do you want there? Okay. So this has certainly been the most interesting episode of EdX Live we've recorded in quite some time. So with that being said, we are off. We will see you guys on the next show. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.